go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We are visiting with Bill Gertz for an extended conversation about the work that he does at the Washington Free Beacon and in his prize-winning column at the Washington Times, Inside the Ring, much of which has been captured and expanded upon brilliantly in his new book, iWar, War and Peace in the Information Age. And Bill, you've just hit on something that's, I think, sort of, I call it the Obama Doctrine, undermine our friends, embolden our enemies, and diminish our country. And really, it seems as though what's been done in the way of kind of unilateral disarmament in this whole information battle space by the United States government, whether it's with respect to Russia or China or North Korea, most especially Iran, is sort of driven, animated by that doctrine. And I'd like you to talk a little bit, in addition to the cyber warfare piece of this, Bill, the other part that you talked about at the beginning, namely what we are doing, or more to the point, not doing in the sort of influence game, the international broadcasting and social media platforms and the like. Talk about that, if you would, too.
Sure. Basically, the U.S. has been disarmed in the war of ideas. And I quote Robert Riley, the former USIA and VOA specialist on this.
That's the U.S. Information Agency and the Voice of America, of course, right?
Right, right. And at the same time, we've seen the proliferation of highly sophisticated information warfare tools on the part of China and Russia, Iran and North Korea. We've seen the Chinese develop 24-hour cable news outlets. We've seen them diversify their state-run media to the point where they're trying to portray as having opposing and differing viewpoints, when in fact that this is a propaganda outlet designed with one goal, to promote the Communist Party of China and its views and policies. In the case of Russia, we see RT, which is also, again, a very sophisticated propaganda and disinformation operation that has hired many Western journalists who toil away and present real news combined with false narratives promoted by the Kremlin under Vladimir Putin. The U.S. has nothing like that, and that has been compounded by the failure of the U.S. media to really play the role that it traditionally did of providing unvarnished news and information to the American people and the world. We really need to step up our game. The good news is that in the defense bill that was signed by the president into law, Congress has called for, over the next 6 months, the creation of something called the Global Engagement Center, which will be a beginning point for a counter-disinformation operation. Unfortunately, it's going to be structured at the State Department, which means that it will not work. It will be hampered by the diplomats who are intent on not upsetting foreign relations. And this is a kind of entity that needs to be set up outside of the State Department. I'm calling for the creation of a new entity, which by the way, was recommended during the Senate Armed Services Committee hearing this week. I call it Information America, and the idea is to create a new institution that can both promote American values and ideals of liberty and democracy, as well as take on and challenge the false narratives presented by Communist China and Russia and other enemy states.
This is a hugely important point, Bill, and you've been on this cause and one might say crusade for some time. Do you have a sense that this is, well, evidently sort of the general idea has resonated with the Congress, but that the Trump administration is likely to express a fresh attitude on the need for the United States to have these kinds of iWar capabilities as well as a better cyber capacity, offensive and defensive.
Yes, and very optimistic. In fact, I quote in IWAR, I quote General Flynn on the need for greater information warfare capabilities. I've sent him a copy of the book. I've also provided him with copies for President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect Pence. So I'm optimistic that some of these programs will get put in place. That said, it's not going to be easy. There's going to be massive bureaucratic resistance. There's going to need to be some leadership in Congress to step up for this. By the way, I also present options for doing this, and I'm hoping that we're going to get some development of the policy options that I present in IWAR. The Heritage Foundation is sponsoring a conference on this later this month, as well as the Institute of World Politics. And really what I hope is that the outline of this plan for new institutions can be developed through expert panels and really good policy development. I don't claim to have all the answers to this, but I do have a roadmap for how to get there. And I think that we will be able to set up across the government reforms, both for the Pentagon, for the intelligence community, for the State Department. And again, it can't be dominated by intelligence. This is not something that has to remain in the shadows. This has to be a public outfit. I also present options for how it can be done. It can be done by the government, like we see with the Global Engagement Center. Actually, it would probably be better if we could get some wealthy philanthropists from Silicon Valley and elsewhere to pony up some money and really begin to set up a private organization for Information America. And then, of course, there can be a combination of both government and private sector. But it's an urgent need. The country needs it. Like I said, we're getting killed in the information space. And I think I've got some really good ideas in IWAR that can help us win.
I think you do as well, Bill Gertz. There's an entire chapter devoted to what you call Information America, with a whole series of projects, any one of which would be a considerable improvement over what we've been doing. I do have to say that I'm a little less sanguine about help coming from the Silicon Valley types. There are, to be sure, lots of wealthy people out there, but as a general rule, it seems they've not been keen on America, which I think is kind of the starting point of your book. In fact, what I know you've been worrying about, as have I, is the role that some of these entities, Google, Facebook, Twitter, and the like, have been playing in implementing an agenda of, well, the information warfare elements of the global jihad, namely imposing sort of Sharia blasphemy restrictions on our freedom of speech in this country. And that's a worrying manifestation of the larger problem. And Bill, I did want to just ask you to talk a little bit about the Islamists and how even non-nation states are now active in this game and unfortunately performing rather better at it than we are.
Yes. I wanted to mention one thing about the Silicon Valley. I'm very optimistic. Donald Trump has advocated America first. And I think that from that bully pulpit, and he has shown a lot of energy in pushing for American companies to work for American jobs, I think he can be persuaded to do the same thing about this problem of information warfare. And then he can reach out to these companies and these wealthy philanthropists and say, look, we need your help. And it's really a no-brainer. It just takes leadership.
Bill, we have to pause for one last break. We'll be right back with more with Bill Gertz, the author of IWAR, and a little bit more on that non-nation state information warfare we're facing as well, straight ahead.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.